God damn, pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
I do believe it's Bama of the Week E.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And your boy Huggy is going ham hock in a crock pot full of contenders this time tomorrow, y'all. And Sarah Palin's definitely on my list. Did y'all hear the story about Sarah supposedly had a meltdown after she hooked up with Gwen Rice back in the day?
Yes.
Well, this Alaskan heifer had a hysterical hissy fit after Glenn was finishing knock, knock, knocking on this heifer's door. Now, Super J, she cried like this black man ruined her reproductive credit. And her posture would never be the same. You know, like a watermelon in a kangaroo pouch? I guess Sarah Palin's curiosity got the cat killed. And she wanted to find out what it was like to be with a black man and found out the hard way. And to this day, every Thanksgiving, she has fond memories of that blackout on Black Friday. And she tell her white husband, Todd, to put her a couple of slices of that dark meat on her plate. Tom Silver J. Glenn Rice must have hit her with the oldest day in the night. You know what that is, Silver.
That's
that shamalama ding dong.
Hit it with the shamalama ding dong.
That's that shamalama ding dong. Anytime somebody, I'm about to hit you with the oldest day of the night. That's that shamalama ding dong level right there. That's why she's so anti-Obama. Mm-hmm. President Obama needs to hold a press conference wearing a throwback Glenn Rice jersey. I bet she'll look like Dizzy Gillespie in the face. Speaking of Duncan, did y'all know the Lakers are 4-6?
The Lakers are 4-6.
God is good, and the Lakers are not, supposedly. And they're still supposedly monitoring Lamar Odom's progress. I read a statement that said Lamar's training again with an eye towards making a return to the floor during the second half of the season. We shall see. It's never been a recovering crackhead in the NBA before. You ever see a crackhead react when they think they see crack rock on the ground? I mean, he's going to be stopping in the middle of fast breaks to pick up peanuts, confetti, fiddle-faddle, and popcorn, dribbling with his head down, looking around. Y'all ever heard of a wandering eye? Well, have you ever seen a wandering eye of a crackhead? It's like Zeus, Music Soul Child, Forrest Whitaker, and Tracy McGrady to the 10th power. So Rihanna and Drake supposedly reunited in Dallas like a hip-hop and pop Peaches and Herb, huh?
Yeah,
I heard they were seen canoodling in Dallas after Rihanna's show. Well, it's good to see somebody scoring in Dallas. Because the Cowboys forgot they even had a D against the Saints on Sunday. 49-7, too soon.